Empress.io. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of You Deserve Fresh Lettuce. I am your co-host, Rachel.
And I'm Daya.
And today we're going to be talking about gold diggers. And asking the question, are you a gold digger? Are we gold diggers? And is it bad to be a gold digger?
Right.
Let's talk about this. What do you think?
I think it just depends on who you talk to. I think there are people that obviously would prefer someone that's already established, well-to-do, has their own stuff. And sometimes, you know, you see all those YouTube memes or, like, the jokes where, you know, the guy's, like, in this so-called Lamborghini or in, like, a Ferrari. And then the girl's, like, not interested until she sees him roll up in one of those cars. Mm-hmm. And then they just stake her out and they're, like, you're a gold digger.
Yeah.
And I think that it goes without saying. Like, sometimes you assume, you know what they say about assuming. Makes an ass out of you and me.
And me.
That the person has a lot of money because of the car or because of the way that they're dressed without realizing that they're trying to keep up with the Joneses or keep up with the lifestyle or the image. Yeah.
They're faking it to make it, right?
Exactly. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
So here's the thing. I have some people close in my circle that are family. Some of them are just friends. Mm-hmm. And they, the guys. And they went out of their way. They came from nothing, maybe. They went out of their way to build something for themselves, start businesses and all these kinds of things. And, you know, guys, you know, if you're that close to them, will tell you a lot of it is when they're young to get the girl.
Right.
They have this idea in their head of, like, one day, you know, when I grow up, I'm going to get money and then I'm going to get this, you know, the bad, you know, bitch or
bad
whatever.
Car.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or the nice car and all this kind of stuff. You know, the money, what did they say? The money, the power, the woman, all this kind of stuff. So then they get there.
Yeah.
And then when the girls start coming at them like flies because they're attracting women that like that kind of stuff, they're like nothing but gold diggers.
Exactly. Yeah, it's so true.
Right?
It's so true.
Then they're complaining that everyone's a gold digger.
Right. But I think women too, though, they'll size you up. Meaning they see that you're with a man and he rolls up in a nice car and then all of a sudden they look at you. You're dressed well, you look good, smell good, well put together. The girl's like, what does she have that I want? And they don't really necessarily look at the guy, they look at the woman that he's with. And they assume, again, that he's taking care of you and he's buying you, you know, the nice bag or the nice shoes. I remember I was out at dinner with someone that I was dating and the server, this is like our second date, by the way, and I'm always, you know, kind of dressed nice, and at least I think I am. And the girl goes, looks at my date and says, wow, great job, I love her bag. And I just didn't want to make her look silly or make him look bad too by saying, what makes you think he bought it for me? And he was a little bit older, so I'm sure she probably assumed that, you know, he had bought it for me. Granted, we'd only gone on our, like, second date. And when she walked away, I'm like, it's funny how she I think, like, the word of the day is assumption.
Assuming.
And she assumed that he bought it for me. And it was kind of irritating, but that's the way it is. The girl size you up.
I feel like, just particularly in that situation, I would have been like, he has really great taste in bags and women.
Apparently. Yeah, that would have been a good comeback.
Clearly.
I just was, like, shocked. I'm like, okay, now I look like a gold digger, though I'm not. But, you know, there's just so many different, like, takes on that.
Yeah.
There's so many takes on that.
I know for me, this is my view. And I think it really depends on your age, the age in which you're listening to this episode.
That's true.
Because speaking to, like, my grandmother or women that are much older, you know, way ahead, have kind of lived life, seen, learned, and everything. And they'll say things like, the first one's always for love. The second one is almost always for money. And the third one's almost always for companionship. And I remember thinking, I'm not going to be married three times.
Yeah.
Right?
No,
like,
right.
I don't want to get married three times to have all that in one. I want all of it in one package. But what ends up happening is when you're young, you often do just follow your heart. I mean, I got married really young. We talked about this. You were young,
course,
too.
Of course, I was. Yeah.
And then you kind of follow your heart or whatever the situation is. It's a little bit different. But when you're wiser.
Right.
Right? And you're looking around, everything about your female instinct is to choose someone who can provide.
Or has the ability, right? Because I always say ambition goes a long way.
You're a potential.
Everybody has
like the potential.
I think everyone has potential unless they don't see the potential within them. I think we as women have the ability to empower a man to say, you can absolutely do that and more. And yeah. I think sometimes we need that. We need that person, whether it's a friend or a lover or not. You just need someone to tell you, hey, I know we can do this. And especially when it's a partnership, I think that there's nothing better than to kind of, you know, kind of have a meeting of the minds and kind of empower each other. But I do have that where I do see potential in people. And I will say I saw potential in my ex-husband. Yeah. And now I think when you date people and they have money, they'll treat you like they have money and you're there because they think that you are there because of their money, when it's not even like that.
Yeah,
like you
have your own money. Weird tests that take place. And you can't blame them. You really can't blame them at the end of the day. But you're right, though. If I really kind of reset my thinking and go all the way back, even like the guys that I even considered when I was growing up, it was like I saw the potential. Even as young, it was like I understood there's like these guys over here, maybe cholos with tattoos or something, and I didn't see potential.
Right.
Versus this guy is an honor student. They want him to be valedictorian. He plays sports. He has a scholarship.
Exactly.
Which was how my ex-husband was in school when I knew him. So to me, I saw like a rising star.
Right.
He was a foster kid. So to me, I thought, oh my gosh, with the little support and TLC, can you imagine? So you're absolutely right now that I really think about it, because it was the potential of him.
The potential.
Of him. But you know, being young, it was understandable. As soon as I moved out of that marriage, I wasn't looking for potential anymore. Mm-hmm. I was looking for stability.
Someone that's established.
And that's established. Because
you don't want to be like their mom.
I'm not going to be there to hear their ideas from scratch while they're in a bedroom that they rent and having these ideas. That guy, I'm not saying he's not going to make it.
Right.
He may very well, but at the end of the day, let me tell you something I've learned from observation and just different things. The guy that he is when he doesn't have money, the guy that he is on the way up is such a different guy than the guy he is when he has the money.
100%.
And I say that because when he's sitting there, if you're listening to this going, yeah, Rachel, but my man, you know, he loves me and he's like you and me and you're my day one. Let me tell you, he believes that at the moment.
Right.
So everything he's telling you in the moment, he believes it.
Right.
But until he has those commas and zeros in his bank account and those foreign cars,
he will totally treat you like that, depending. But you know what? I heard Tony Robbins say, the way that you are with money or without money, you will be 10 times. So if you're a giving person, you will give 10 times more.
Yes.
If you're arrogant, you're going to be arrogant 10 times more. And you can kind of gauge people because of the way that they treat other people when they have something or they don't have anything. Or if they get pissed off right away, you can kind of see it. And so there's this like power trip that they have.
Yep.
And I've dated guys
that... ego.
It's an ego thing for sure. And I've dated guys that have had nothing and I've dated guys that have a lot. And you could see the difference. And sometimes they think that you want to be with them because of their money. And, you know, you're like, actually, I really don't care about your money. But there are girls that do.
There are girls that do. I can definitely say that I'm someone that it is important.
Right.
If the person is financially stable. Mm-hmm. And then I don't just mean he makes $75,000 or $100,000 a year and he bought himself a cute little 3-bedroom house. That's not exactly what I'm talking about.
Right.
You know, at the end of the day, even the Bible says you got to be equally yoked. You know, if you're excelling and you're all the way over here and he's here, it's going to be really tough anyways.
Right.
And I know that you've had similar situations even like with your home. And once you really invest in your lifestyle, the guys get kind of weird. But
they get intimidated,
But I don't consider that gold digging.
Okay.
So to me, it's like, I don't consider that gold digging. And then you might ask, but will you only date guys
with money?
And the answer is yes.
Okay.
I'm not afraid to say it. And it's yes because of that same thing. If I'm a middle-aged woman.
Right.
And so what do I want the second chapter of my life to look like?
Right.
I don't want it to look like struggle. Right. I want it to look like the smooth sailing. I want to be able to blast off to Palm Springs on a Tuesday and not have to worry about the little kids or, you know what, he has to go to a 9-to-5 and ask for time off. Like, none of that is interesting to me because I don't live that life.
I get it. No, and it's kind of true. I mean, a lot of the guys that I have dated, they're, you know, they work for themselves. They may not be, they may not be rich, but they do for themselves. So they're entrepreneurs. Some of them have not been. Some of them have, and the ones that have had a lot of money, they think they can treat me some type of way, you know, and I'm just you know, I think because of life and understanding that it's such a short life, we have such a short lifespan here, you know? I mean, without being morbid, but it's the truth. And then you really put life into perspective and you say, yeah, those things are important, but they're not as important if someone doesn't treat me right. They're not as important if the person's cheating on me. They're not as important if I can't trust the guy. Right. I mean, the money's great, the shoes are great, the bags are great, I guess. But in reality, when you break all that stuff down, it's not that great if they think that they can talk to you a certain way and you're now like you're at their mercy because they pay the bills or they take care of your lifestyle. Yes. And if you should leave them, what are you going to do with yourself? Because you've been so dependent on them.
Yes.
And that's what I have a little bit of an issue with. And so for me, whenever I start seeing them like, you know, taking care of certain things, and then they're like, well, I pay for dinner or I pay for this. I'm not saying I'm a gold digger, but if you're going to take me out, I mean, that's kind of the least you could do is pay for dinner. Not to be rude. And there's nothing wrong with sometimes we as women taking the tab, you know, like get a little coffee, you know, pay for lunch once in a while. I think it's a give and take, but not to where he's like, well, yeah, I pay for this, 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 and that, because they just want to make sure that you know.
Yeah, I think that, yeah, you're exactly right. And as far as how they treat you, I think that if anyone, I don't care what they make, is treating you like an option.
Right.
You're in trouble. You know, exactly. At the end of the day, you're in trouble. And I think the difference, like, okay, if we sit there and break down, what's the difference between, like, us that we're discussing or, like, or describing and an actual gold digger? And to me, what I've kind of seen is a gold digger will be with the guy no matter what. They're not attracted to the dude. They don't even really like the guy. Or they might be with the guy and it's like he's a jerk and they're just going to put up with it because he has money.
Right.
I think that a lot of that, it's like there's like Jersey Chasers. I mean, there's even programs. I'm not promoting this. This is not sponsored by this. Mm. But there's even like little like meetups and teachers that will teach you, like little schools.
Really?
They're gold digging schools.
Wow.
Yeah, in LA. And they literally hold, they pull it up on the screen. This is a new athlete. He just got drafted to the Lakers. And then they give you an idea of where he's hanging out and all this kind of stuff and what he looks like so that you can spot him and be like, oh, okay, I like that one. Or this one goes to my same gym or whatever. And there's women that are going out of their way just to land the money.
Wow.
And so that's definitely, they're putting all this extra energy
into that
in order to specifically find a guy with money. And to me, that's a gold digger.
I agree. I had a situation. I was in Laguna Beach, and we went to, like, friends of friends were like, hey, we're going to go to a buddy's house. So I was like, okay, awesome. So we get to the buddy's house, and let me tell you, Rachel, this was not a buddy's house. I mean, like, I expected some cute little Laguna house. No, this thing was like a palace in Laguna, and it overlooked all of the beach. Ooh. It was so beautiful. The guy that owned this property looked like he had literally been one of those Orange County guys that like had cut his like was super injected. I was even not sure if he was a female.
Yeah.
But point is, he was with a girl and the girl was young and very beautiful, cute body. But let me tell you something. That girl or that woman was so insecure that, I mean, she was kind of thinking that I was trying to get on her man. And everyone that was there was pretty much trying to get on him. Why? Because he has a lot of money.
Yeah.
And he probably thinks he could treat her some type of way. And he probably does provide some type of lifestyle for her. However, I'm sure she pays for it. I'm sure it's because nothing in life
is
for free.
Everything has a price.
Everything has a price. And unless, like I always say, unless you can kind of separate it and make it a business deal. Like, well, he's providing me a life. And I know he's a messy eater. He likes to eat outside the plate. And I don't care, then if that's the way you get up, then if that's your get up, then that's okay.
If you're willing to walk away, you know what I mean? If you're willing to uphold your integrity, you know what I mean? Like require respect and all these kinds of things. And the guy happens to have money.
Right.
It's a very different scenario than you know, gold digging in that, oh my God, you're just sitting there being completely demeaned because any little skirt that walks past your man, he's just going to be right there in front of his buddies. Yep. Like, look at that. Oh my God, blah, blah, blah. What comes to mind is like Wolf of Wall Street, you know, when the blonde girl walks into the party and his wife is right there, right?
And no respect.
Yeah, and at the end when the wife catches them, she's like, is this the girl from the party? You know, oh, and it's like you see the mortification on her face.
Like because she knew that
as
was
women,
a
we all know, it's not that they look at you as another woman and go, oh my God, they're threatened. They pick up on the way that their man is reacting. It could be the most subtle. My ex-husband, he would clear his throat. Mm. And so if he'd clear his throat, I already knew.
That you're like,
I knew which one it was.
The one. And you're like, it's going to be that one right there. Yeah.
And so it just becomes really tough. But if you do land a guy with money, you know, you're going to just, if you just go, this is all nice. He can, he can provide this really nice life. But what does he do for my soul? What does he do for my spirit?
Exactly.
What does he do for my heart, my mind, my body, whatever? And when you lean into that and put your processes and your requirements and everything in that, you're going to do okay because there's lots of really great, good guys that are actually very successful.
So true. But I think it has to be guys that have already been, they have been successful for a very long time.
Yep.
It can't be someone on the up and up or someone in the up, like someone that's barely up and coming. Because let me tell you, they're going to treat you some type of way. And I always have stories. I'm like Mother Goose. I always say that. But I'm driving because I was driving a sports car. And I'm coming down the 71. It's late at night. I go with a girlfriend of mine. It's a two-seater car. Driving down 71. And it's no one's there. If anyone that lives in California knows where the 71 is, 71 freeway, it's like nobody's ever there. So all of a sudden, I'm going down the road. And like a group of girls in this like car start just like swerving and screaming and yelling. So in my mind, I'm thinking, do I have a flat tire? The windows are completely tinted and blacked out, so you cannot see inside the car at all. So I look at my girlfriend, I'm like, what's up? Are we okay? I'm like, I'm checking all the gauges. I'm like, do I have a flat tire? Nope. So I roll down the window, we slow down, roll down the window, and I'm like, what's up? And then she thought I was a guy. It's like 2 in the morning, okay? We're coming home from LA, and all of a sudden I'm like, this girl thinks there's guys in the car. And
she's like, girl's gone wild.
Yeah, they're like pull over, pull over. Yeah. And I didn't get it until afterwards. I roll up the window and I'm like, oh, she thought it was a guy driving
this
car.
She was fangirling with her
friends. But see, that's the way it is. See, these girls, they stake out the guys.
They stake them
out.
They're like ambulance chasers.
Yeah, they're like, I know there's a guy in there. And then when she realized it was a girl, she's like, oh, just kidding.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's just the way it is. Now, I think like if you go back, even in the Bible, it says that women and if you go back in time, women always looked for the hunter, the main guy, the buff guy. They always wanted the guy,
strong,
the strong buff guy.
Yeah.
And that's always been the case.
I
just think it just depends on the game plan for you. Like if you know you're like, I'm going to get this guy because I want his money, I think that when you set that intention, it's going to backfire.
Yeah.
If you set an intention to say, you know what, he's well-to-do, but he's an amazing guy, and I could see where we could grow even further than this, that's a little different, in my opinion.
It is.
I don't know if you agree with me.
No, I absolutely agree. Listen, if you're one of the three guys that listens to this podcast, we actually know it's more, which is kind of cool.
I think it might be more. Yeah. It might be like six
It
now.
Might be like six of you now.
Maybe.
Welcome. But if you're listening to this going, huh, let me just tell you. You heard us say we prefer, at least me, I prefer a guy that has it together.
Yeah, you don't want a broke guy, of course.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to stay here in front either.
It does matter. So what we can say to you is make your money. Go get those cars. Go do all the things. And when you're ready to have one dish and not be at the buffet all the time, because that one dish, that one girl makes you feel like you want to be a better man, makes you just feel really great, doesn't cause a lot of drama for you or whatever, it just works. Forget about the fact that you met her when you pulled up at the valet and she saw your car. Like, forget about that. At the end of the day, you also have to let go because some of these guys, they stay in test mode. They're in constant, they have a girl in front of them. They know and they feel it. Like, huh, she's different. Huh, you know what?
Yeah.
Like, this is what I've been saying I wanted.
Yeah.
Huh, huh. And you know what they do? They just test you the whole way. And those tests actually poke holes in the freaking relationship.
Absolutely.
To the point where a good woman is going to go, I don't need to put up with this just because he has
this
money.
Yeah.
And then they walk away.
Right. And then the next girl that comes along, you realize she just wants your money.
She's there for the good times.
Yeah, she's there for the flights and the travel. Yeah. And I think at the end of the day, you can kind of gauge people, though. Even for me, I could tell you, I can tell after a while when I'm being used. Like, you can kind of see it, like, where they're now coming. They want to just, like, oh, do you mind if I just stay at your place because it's closer for me to go, you know, from here to San Diego to go fishing.
Oh, you're like a pit stop.
Yeah, so you're like a pit stop now. And after a while, you're like, okay, so am I just your halfway point to get to the next place, wherever you're going?
Yeah.
And then after a while, you're like, you know what? I deserve better. Like, I don't deserve this. I deserve fresh lettuce. And so I think at the end of the day, I think you can kind of gauge people. If a girl's a gold digger, if she's asking you for money and, can you pay my bills and can you pay for this and you can't, can you pay for that? You can kind of see that. And if you're a giver and you don't mind doing that, because there's guys that love to be wanted and seeked and needed. If you like that, then that's great. But I think it's different when someone needs you versus when someone's using you.
Yes.
And that's a big, you could feel that. Your spirit nudges you and says, hey, you're being used.
You can even feel the difference between want and need.
Exactly.
Because that's something that I really look at. It's like, does this person want me or are they now needing me for XYZ? And so then there has to be a balance, because we all like to be needed to some extent.
Right.
But there has to even be a balance. But when it comes with money, when you talk about money, so you might be watching this going, I do want a guy with money. How do I get one? How do we get one?
How do you get a guy with money? I think the way that you get a guy with money is you got to mirror what you are, what you want. So, you know, you have to be ambitious. You got to go out there. You got to work hard. You got to hustle too. And he has to see that. You can't just be on the couch expecting for him to just to arrive and you're like, oh, I landed myself a guy with money. Because even the guy with money eventually will get tired of that too.
Yep.
So I think as long as, you know, you mirror what you want, if you want someone that's fit, if you want someone that works out, if you want someone that, you know, likes to travel, likes to go out, then you kind of have to mirror that a little bit.
Yes.
And that's my opinion when it comes to that.
I'll add to that, because you should definitely, you know, I do always say too, become that what you wish to attract.
Right.
And so some people say, oh my God, like, I want someone that doesn't have walls, and I want someone that's affectionate, and I want someone that's outgoing. Do you have walls? Are you affectionate? Are you outgoing? So many people claim that they just want real love, but they don't know how to give it.
Right.
And it's a huge block, and that's a whole other podcast.
Right.
But when we're talking about people with money, and you take the mirroring part, but you also got to put yourself in it.
Right.
And so that could be socially. That could be going to restaurants where you know that, you know, high-level people are circulating. It also means start listening to audiobooks and get your conversation skills way up.
Oh, my gosh, yes, Rachel.
The database needs to be completely fed, constantly fed. 100%. So when someone says, you know, I went to Peru to enhance my spirituality, if you're like, what spirituality? Is that like psychics?
Right. You're off. You're off the conversation.
If you look good, there might still be a little moment you guys might have, but beyond that, I guarantee you it's over, because guys are imagining, and I've heard this straight from horses' mouths, they're imagining what you, as you're speaking and laughing and walking across the room and all these things, they're looking at how you dress, how you carry yourself, how you speak, because they're imagining already, when I go meet my coworkers or my colleagues or, you know, whatever, my family, they're imagining, what does she look like?
Right.
When she's in the passenger seat of my Rolls Royce, is this a fit or not? There's all these things that go through their mind. Right?
Absolutely.
You become a puzzle piece in their big picture.
Right.
And so mirror that what you want to become, but definitely put yourself in the environment where you know that they're at, and also start thinking about the conversations and your wardrobes. You know, it could be expensive. But, you know, if you get a little bit of money that you save up, buy a couple staple pieces that you know you can really doll yourself up and go out there.
Absolutely. I agree with you. And I think that a lot of the times we do it even. I mean, when I sit across from someone, I'll look at their table manners, how they speak to the server, the way that they ask for the check, for water, for whatever. And that's indicative of how well, you know, how they carry themselves. And can I go to dinner with them? Or if I should go to an event, am I going to be embarrassed that he's holding, you know, his fork and his knife like a Neanderthal? And that is, it's always kind of embarrassing because he's representing you. I always say the person that you're with, even my children, I'm like, you're a representation of me. Do you understand? Yeah. So please act right, because otherwise, you know, you're not being a good representative. And I think that the person that you choose to have in your life, they're representing you 100%. They're representing, you know, once you walk into that door, you know, it's like the first impressions, and they're representing you at 100%. So, yep. I mean, it all kind of matters. I know that we're probably going on a little bit of a tangent when it comes to gold digging. I think that if you know that you're seeking someone with, you know, high level, you're seeking a high level man with a lot of money, just know that you may get him, but you will pay for it. And, you know, I'm not saying that you should go and date the broke guy, no, but you should date the person that maybe is a little bit of an underdog, but you see the ambition in him. And if you're ambitious, you can push a man to high limits. Like, literally, it's like, you know, it's like getting champagne and just like shaking it up, and you guys can both, you know, enjoy the champagne and the fruits of your labor. If you guys can see that, how can I add value to him, and how can he add value to me, rather than saying, how can he take care of me? No, how do we add value to each other? And I think that if you could look at it that way, then it wouldn't be a problem for you to get, you know, a high level man.
Exactly. So it's not always how they start. If you can be the day one, I would say this. If you're over the age of 20, 21, and you're entering a relationship, absolutely look for potential.
Right.
Absolutely, 100%. Positively look for potential, because these guys that we're talking about that are in their 40s and 50s, they have a ton of money. They didn't have that in their 20s, but they were grinding, or they were already having conversations with whoever about, one day I want to have this. There's a man named Ed Mylett. Who's really big on social media. I personally just love his content and his energy. And he's a married guy. He married his high school sweetheart.
Wow.
And he used to take her, I think they lived in Chino in California, and he used to take her all the way to Laguna Beach, to the cove, on the cliff, and say, one day I'm going to live in a house. I'm going to put you in a house like that.
Right.
And she was just like, what in the world? Mm. And let me tell you, he didn't do it in his 20s, and he didn't do it in his 30s. But when you ask, where do they live now? They have not only one of those houses on the cliff on the ocean that's massive, they have a desert house and a lake house and a mountain, you know what I mean? And boats and cars and all this kind of stuff, that she's been there since day one. Doesn't mean she hasn't gone through stuff with him, because I don't know their marriage. I'm not going to pretend they're Christians. Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk about it. But that was, she probably saw potential in him.
Absolutely.
And so if you're a young woman, absolutely go to the potential, but don't just go to ride his coattails. Go to level up. Go to say, let's do this.
Let's do this together. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you build something together, then that right there is phenomenal.
And even then, though, you know, nothing guarantees anything either way. But I think that, you know what, teamwork makes the dream work. Rather, you know, because let me tell you, if you do date a man that is a high level man, he's going to let you know he's high level. He's going to let you know that he paid for dinner or he took you on vacation. He paid for everything. You're not going to get away with it for free. If he pays for your rent, if he pays for your car, whatever it is.
If he's financing your life.
Me, he's going to let you know. And there's nothing worse than someone throwing that in your face.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, I feel that, I definitely, maybe you're right. I don't want to date someone that's broke. But I definitely can see when someone is an entrepreneur that has more potential. And I feel like that we can work together and we could rise up to the occasion. Mm. And that has, I think, more value than coming in to this big, you know, grandiose house and knowing that he's going to throw it in your face, that you're with him because of what he has.
Well, here's this. I'm going to leave you with this.
Go ahead.
If you don't marry well, make sure you're going to divorce well. Because you do not have a guarantee.
Some divorce attorney on TikTok said that.
Yeah,
yes.
Really?
Yeah.
If you meet him and he has potential, there's a good chance you could divorce well. If
but you hopefully you don't get divorced.
We're not trying to make you get divorced.
Because we are advocates for staying married.
We are.
But
the stats are.
The stats are. They speak for themselves. They really do.
So and just be smart, ladies.
Be smart.
Be smart. And be willing to chip in, roll up your sleeves, and help that man build himself and you a fortune.
Absolutely. So with that being said, if you should date a man that has a lot of money, well, just be ready to know that you're going to pay for it or build him up. One or the other. But either way, that's all we got for today. And cheers to whatever you decide to do.
Cheers. Woo. Have a good one.
Take care.